coverage not available in all states.
The captives face new challenges.
We're really going to be under the gun to perform.
The brothers.
Go!
Living in the shadow of a legend.
Whole new boat, whole new crew. Jake is starting over.
In the storm of the century. Threatens them all. The return of Deadliest Catch. The game has changed.
We got hunger, pain. It's good to be home.
The new season. Tuesdays at 9, 8 central. Only on Discovery.
Are you in the hurry? Rob Gronkowski is the all-world, all-planet tight end for the New England Patriots. We think you're iconic, so we made up new words. What if you go to pick up a date and she looks really smoking? It would be...
Gronkalicious.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
Tom Brady puppet, ladies and gentlemen.
Rob, you're not running fast enough. Work harder, Rob.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
This is the NASCAR Nationwide Series, where drivers push themselves to the next level, and sometimes it's where they have to push each other into the wall to get there. This is where the next crop of drivers will be grown and harvested, where they'll become known by those who know racing. This is where drivers earn their fans and where potential becomes reality. This is the Nationwide Series. Names are made here. The NASCAR Nationwide Series at Texas, Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Baseball season is officially upon us, and Buster Olney will be in studio all 4 hours on Tuesday morning with Mike and Mike as we look all through the start of the baseball season, plus Jason Stark and John Clayton as well. Mike and Mike, ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Every game gets bigger. A crucial NBA playoff push on ESPN. Tonight, Ken Rondo and the Celtics steal a win as they drop in on LeBron and a Heat squad that is deadly at home.
James goes up and down.
Then, Melo takes charge of the Knicks for a rematch of an epic Sunday battle against Rose and the Bulls. Celtics Heat begins at 7 Eastern, then Knicks Bulls at 9:30, tonight on ESPN.
Hey, it's Greeny. Did you miss Monday's show? If so, you missed our take on one of the most exciting Masters in recent memory. Plus, Stephen A. Smith weighs in on a thriller at the Garden and the Circus in Orlando. Download the Mike and Mike podcast. It's free on iTunes and on ESPNRadio.com.
Check out the new ESPN Audio Now player on ESPNRadio.com. Brand new features include audio recommendations based on your favorite teams, players, and shows. Searchable audio to find the best clips of the day. And you can rewind up to 3 hours from the moment you first log on. Plus, with over 30 local stations and more than 75 podcasts to choose from, you can customize your experience and build a playlist of your favorite audio. Get the best sports audio when you want it, how you want it, with the ESPN Audio Now player, only on ESPNRadio.com.
It's fantasy baseball season. It's the time when middle managers become general managers, when cubicles become front offices. It's the time when the game isn't just played between the lines, but also between tee times, when curveballs come in the form of a trade offer from your brother-in-law, Gary. It's the time of year when there's always something on the line, and you become a bigger fan with every game. ESPN Fantasy Baseball. Every fan should play. Sign up for free at ESPN.com.
Your exclusive home for ESPN Radio and Mike and Mike in the Morning, 1420 WAOC, St. Augustine.
SportsCenter all night on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
All guests on ESPN Radio appear via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. The Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread sandwich and cup of coffee or fountain drink for just $3. Subway, eat fresh.
Reality is, he's not happy in the Metroplex. But more on that straight ahead on SportsCenter all night. I'm Jay Reynolds. Thanks for being here with us. Well, folks in New York and Boston generally have little in the way of common ground, but coming out of the opening weekend of the baseball season, the fans of the American League clubs in those two cities were, well, they were in the same boat. Both the Yankees and the Red Sox still looking for their first win of the season. Last time we saw that, both teams at 0-3, 1966. In fact, the Yankees hadn't started 0-4 since 1973.
The pitch is swung on and drilled to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Andrew Jones just hit a rope in the lower seats in left. He is Merry Andrew, keeping up with the Joneses. Hey, homers to deep left, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
John Sterling, WCBS. There would be no 0-4 start.